Welcome to Mystical Dispute, the limited Magic the Gathering debate podcast. I'm Garrett Gardner, a.k.a. G-Guards.
And I'm Carl Chase, a.k.a. Two Duck Cubed.
Check out our monthly bonus mini-episodes on patreon.com/mysticaldispute, and thanks to our patrons. And today, we are going to debate Overwhelming Remorse versus
Excavation Explosion.
Overwhelming Remorse is 4 and a black for an instant. It costs 1 less to cast for each creature card in your graveyard, and it simply says exile target creature or planeswalker.
And Excavation Explosion is 2 and a red. It is a sorcery, and it deals 3 damage to any target, and you create a tapped Power Stone token.
Carl, before we get into the debate, I just wanted to share with everyone that I think there's 3 things that you should know about Carl Chase. And I think most of you know the first two. First, he's a great, friendly, and awesome dude. Awesome friend. Couldn't ask for a better co-host.
Uh-oh, where is this going?
Second, he is incredible at magic. And third, this fucker is the saltiest fucking fuck in the fucking world.
Come on now. Come on. There a little bit of sodium chloride involved? Yes. Here and there, maybe.
Only reason I bring this up is because huge congratulations are in order. Carl won $2,000 in the Arena Open this weekend, and it could not have happened to a more awesome dude. So congrats, Carl.
Thank you.
But let me tell you all, you need to see my DMs. I could start a pretzel company and make billions. I bear the weight of it so that you can all get the nice, lovely, and pleasant Carl that you are all coming here to listen to. It's a thankless job, and all I ask is that, Carl, can $2,000 buy me 1 week of solace?
No.
Yeah, because so far the answer's no.
Listen, here's what I said. I'm currently sitting at rank number 1 on Arena. I won a regional championship slot, and $2,000 in the Arena Open. So things have been going pretty well for me. But then also, sometimes you draw 4 islands and 8 white cards... And injustice is being performed unto you in that moment. And if you can't share that injustice with your bestest friends, like, what is magic then?
I was hoping that this recent success would give me a little bit of a break. But you know what, Carl? It's all worth it to have this awesome podcast with you and friendship.
Are you sure?
Let's move right on to
In This Corner,
Opening Takes.
My take, Overwhelming Remorse and Excavation Explosion are some of the more powerful removal spells I think I've ever seen at Common, or at least seen in a long, long while. But my vote goes towards the Remorse just because of the way that I've been drafting this set and my color preferences.
And my take is the number one way that I've been losing in this set is having my cards not work together in the early game and getting run over. And Overwhelming Remorse, while certainly powerful and often and is a fantastic recovery card, sometimes removing a big threat in the late game for just a couple of mana, it does not help you get through a very aggressive start from your opponent, often sitting in your hand at 5 mana while your opponent plays multiple creatures early in the game. Excavation Explosion, on the other hand, is always going to be reliable on 3 mana and help you ramp into some of the more powerful strategies in the format. It's everything that I want in a Magic card.
All right, let's move on to
Data Crunch.
Well, Carl, once again, you win the debate because Overwhelming Remorse is a game in hand win rate of 58.2%, whereas Excavation Explosion has a 59.5%. That's over a full point difference. So this is going to be a little bit difficult for me to argue, I guess.
You do have an advantage in the data, though, in the improvement when drawn for Overwhelming Remorse as a 4, while Excavation Explosion is only 2.8. So it is very important to the decks that it's in.
Yeah, and that's essentially going to be the crux of my argument, is that Remorse is a build around, but if you can get a build around Swords of Plowshares that your opponent doesn't even get to gain life with, that is a good place to be.
Garrett, Swords of Plowshares would be one of the most powerful removal spells if it were printed in some of the modern day limited sets, but this is not Swords of Plowshares, and you can't rely on it being Swords of Plowshares, and especially on turn 2 and turn 3, you're usually not going to be able to cast this card. So even if you're building around it and you're building it around well, it's not going to have cost reduction until later in the game, which means while it's still fine, I mean, it's still going to, at worst, it's going to exile something for 4 or 5 at some point, and that's great because there's a ton of big threats in this format. But for me, if I'm taking Overwhelming Remorse early, I have to now think and prioritize early game stuff in my picks a lot more frequently, whereas Excavation Explosion, it kind of just goes into anything. And yes, there are definitely ways to maximize that. But it's great in aggro, because it can go to face. It's great in bigger mana strategies, because it's ramping you into bigger things. Yes, I'm going to think about what synergies Excavation Explosion is going to afford me, and it's got Artifact Sack synergies, Artifact Enter the Battlefield synergies, it's Power Stone tokens, so combined with a ton of stuff in this set, because it's the Power Stone token set, of course. So I'm going to think about how to build around it, but I don't need to prioritize my draft any differently at that point.
Coward's way out. Let me circle back to data a little bit here and just point out that Overwhelming Remorse has the highest common win rate in black-green, which is unsurprising because that is the self-mill color pair. And that is essentially where I'm coming from. That is just what I want to be doing in this format, and that's why with the choice between these two cards to start up my draft, I'm picking Remorse.
Actually, the top performing common at 223 games played, so humongous sample size in black-green, is Excavation Explosion at 59.2% game in hand win rate. So technically, okay, technically, the right. words that I just said are true.
You just blew up my spot there, Carl.
So, you know.
All right. Let's talk about what the community thinks.
Pulse check.
So this is actually a shocker, Carl. Overwhelming Remorse has a 2.85 ALSA, or Average Last Seen At, approximately where you see it in the draft, whereas Excavation Explosion has a 3.17, pretty close. These are pretty close numbers, but I'm actually surprised to see that people are apparently taking Remorse higher than Explosion. So I guess I win with the community.
They're the two highest picked commons by a considerable margin. It does look like that the community has a lot of black cards near the top of pick orders. I see Scrapwork, Rager, and Disfigure are also in the top six, along with Excavation Explosion, Prison Sentence, and Argothia and Opportunist. So, you know, I mean, that could just be community color preference thing as well. But either way, I mean, 2.84 and 3.15 are not that different at the end of the day.
Something significant, though, that I'm also noticing is that there's about 46K instances of Remorse, where there's 52K instances of Explosion. Not a huge difference between how many games each have been played, but again, surprising. It means people are taking Remorse higher, but actually playing it less than Explosion.
That is true, although we've got two of the four most played commons here again. Overwhelming Remorse is fourth most played, behind Scrapwork Mutt, Excavation Explosion, and Evolving Wilds. I wouldn't be surprised if that's just red decks coming together a little bit more frequently.
Right.
But either way, it's certainly an interesting observation of the way that that's leaning. And it does mimic, you know, what we're seeing in the color pair data. Red is the most highly played color, it seems like, as you look across the different color pairs.
Well, either way, Carl, people definitely respect both of these cards, as they should. They're both amazing, amazing cards. But let's get into the meat of the debate between the two of us. Let's jump right into
Debate It.
So, Carl, you see a card like Remorse, and you make the joke that it is just Swords to Plowshares. And of course, when it's one black, that's fantastic. But you don't need to get all the way down to just one black for this card to be incredible. Even at 4 mana, Overwhelming Remorse ends up being a really respectable removal spell by today's standards. But once you get down to 3, Overwhelming Remorse is incredible. It's just so versatile to have that sort of effect up at instant speed for just 3 mana. And that's not really that difficult to accomplish, even if you're not trying to. You're gonna play 2-drops in your limited decks. Or if you're not, you should be. And those 2-drops are going to trade with one another, and that's a pretty early creature in your graveyard. Once you start self-milling, though, it's very easy to get 2 or 3 mid-game. And of course, like, Black's theme in this format is not to be super aggressive. I mean, of course, you can always play Black in more aggressive decks, but where I'm getting the most use out of Remorse is in the dirtily, take your time, deploy your threats, and get tons of value late. And let me tell you, like, Remorse is a really, really important part of that pie to get that going.
All I heard there, Garrett, was that Overwhelming Remorse is an excuse for you to play more 2-mana 2/2s. It's the crux of every argument you make. It's always about the 2-mana 2/2s.
It's almost like I think you should be playing 2-drops in your limited decks.
To be fair, I'm playing a lot of 2-drops in this format, so fair. And some 1-drops too. But anyway, we'll get into that in a minute. I can't pass the Tavern Swindler joke. It's not ever going to happen.
No,
If you're a listener of this podcast, I appreciate you and don't expect that to stop anytime soon. I apologize in advance. However, Garrett, I don't disagree with anything that you've said. Overwhelming Remorse is very high in my pick order, and one of the top reasons that I will end up in black. That said, I have laid out my case about Excavation's Explosion being less conditional and better in aggro because it can go to face. And it's more of an enabler, whereas Overwhelming Remorse is an enabled card. Excavation Explosion is both a kill spell and an enabler for other strategies.
Sure.
But also a lot of it for me comes down to color preference right now, and that's something that I want to get into because the aggressive red decks in this format are extremely strong. They are sometimes challenging to build. Goblin Blast Runner can be a very big part of an aggressive red strategy, and that's a one mana 1/2 unless you are sacrificing things, and you definitely have to build around that card in a way where you can have sacrifice effects while continuing to put pressure on the opponent, which is challenging to do both sometimes. But one mana 3/2 menace is certainly powerful, and then, you know, you put that together with cards like Whirling Strike. Obviously, Excavation Explosion is a big key to what we've been talking about. At the uncommon slot, if you're going to go mono red, you've got the 2-mana 0/4 that gets plus X plus O for each mountain you control. Sardian Cliff Stomper. And then you've got Penregan Strongbowl that is an excellent finisher, both being able to attack as a very big creature as well as deal a ton of damage just sacrificing loose artifacts to finish a game.
That's a 3-mana 2/3 you can sac artifacts to ping and grow.
Yes. And of course, Scrapwork Mutt helps to pull that deck together and really give it a ton of consistency by being able to discard lands in the late game or making sure you're able to draw lands in the early game and then comes back as a 2/1 hasty creature to help finish the job. So either way, red aggro to me is fantastic. And so when you put a card that has the utility of Excavation Explosion, can enable a lot of the strategies we're talking about, as well as a bunch of other stuff that's not even red aggro, that is where I want to be starting my drafts. And because of that, I have it as one of the three premium commons in the set right now, in my opinion, along with Scrapwork Mutt and Scrapwork Cohort. These cards are just universally excellent, as well as being fantastic enablers for other strategies. And because of that, I've got those three as in a solid tier above every other common.
Yeah, Carl, I'm not going to deny that what you're saying is all true. It very much seems like red aggressive, red white aggressive, especially, but all kinds of curve out aggressive decks are where it's at in the format. But I also think you lend yourself to that style of play, certainly more than myself, but maybe even more than the average player. Whereas I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum, I have a preference to play a more value-oriented long game or mid-range type strategy. Now, you can argue that you should be open to playing every type of Magic strategy to optimize your win rate, but the longer I play this game, the more I realize like everyone has pretty strong inherent preferences and pretty strong ways that they like to play, but also strategies that they're best at. And so that's where Remorse really comes to play for me. I like self-milling with value creatures and getting, you know, 1.5 for 1s or 2 for 1s or whatever over the course of a game. I like playing cards like Gravediggers, and I like playing really efficient removal and just sort of beating opponents with an attrition game. And it just so happens that I think Remorse really works excellently in that style of play. Now, I've had this pick before, actually. Excavation Explosion, Pack 1, Pick 1 versus Overwhelming Remorse. And to be completely transparent, I don't think it's obvious. I was on that pick until, you know, the very end of the timer. You know, I was like, I don't know which one I want to take. I know what my preference is, and I do recognize the Explosion kind of does more. But Remorse plays well, I think, in the meta of this format, specifically because it has exile and it can destroy anything. I find myself a lot of the time facing down creatures that are enormous and that must be answered in this format. Like 10-10 tramples are a thing in this format. And that's not even at rare. I mean, there's like, obviously there's a bunch of bombs like there's in every format, but it feels like the disparity in power level between the commons and some of the commons and rares, especially when you're pumping out Power Stone tokens and you're able to just cast these massive, massive threats, means one card can come down and completely warp a game around it. And if you have an exile spell that can just not only remove it, but remove it forever, that is really valuable to the style of like grindy play that I lend myself to. In addition to that, it is instant speed. Explosion is a sorcery. It does lend itself better to that sort of blowout that you can get when someone's doing shenanigans with some of the powerful combat tricks or anything like that. And as I mentioned, Overwhelming Remorse plays really well with the inherent theme of black, which is to self-mill. There's actually a self-mill common for all five colors that you can play. And that self-mill, once you get one creature in the yard or two, or you trade off with one thing, like, it's very easy to get remorse cheap enough to be powerful. Yes, Explosion's always going to be more powerful if remorse is always five, but I just feel like inherently in black, you are going to get that discount down to 3/2 mana very often. It's just where I want to be with my preferences in the moment. But that's the other amazing thing about limited is as a format matures, the meta can shift and you should shift with it. So I could easily see myself in the future taking Explosion over Remorse at some point.
So here is the data backup for the point that I was making.
Sure.
And, you know, obviously Reds had higher overall win rates so far versus black in the format. And so taking that into account, but I want to isolate on not just the game in hand win rate, but the differences in win rate between when the card is drawn after your opening hand versus when you have it in your opening hand, which is something that 17 lands does provide. As you go across every single color pair, Overwhelming Remorse almost unanimously has about a 5-point better win rate when it's drawn after your opening hand versus when you have it in your opening hand. In total, Overwhelming Remorse has a 55.2% opening hand win rate and a 59.6% games drawn win rate. So obviously, it's a much better top deck. It's going to be like the best top deck in your deck very often late in game. And that's okay. Like that's, you want cards like that too. You want cards that are good early game and good in the late game. Excavation Explosion is very close in opening hand win rate versus game drawn win rate. It's about a point better when drawn later in the game. And I assume a lot of that has to do with just ending games with the 3 damage.
To face, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just three to face later in the game. But that is the distinction for me. Now, as a deck builder, the data representation of what you're trying to do is to improve that opening hand win rate. You do not want to have to wait for turn 5 to cast this card. So you should be having the common mill creature effects, or maybe pair it with something like a Scrapwork Mutt and you can discard cards into your graveyard or whatever. Some ways to get more creatures in your graveyard early on, that's what you should be thinking about when playing Overwhelming Remorse. And that's just kind of the way that the data backs up that concept.
See, essentially to me though, this data point that you pointed out is just, where's your preference? How best can you position yourself to get the most value out of the style of play that you enjoy the most? And in my case, it's to get that late draw remorse. And in your case, it sounds like you want that opening hand explosion so you can curve out and just get an early start that your opponent cannot stabilize from. I don't know. I think both approaches are fine, but I have a lot more fun in Magic, at least, when I'm getting incremental value over my opponents over many turns. And, you know, exiling their creatures for 1 black mana.
Ah, yes. Mystical Dispute. Happy, fun time. Have the most fun in Magic podcast. That's what we are.
Well, yeah, I know.
Boom, roasted.
We're talking about Overwhelming Remorse here. We're not talking. I'm not defending Tavern Swindler anymore, okay? This is a really good card.
You lobbed me a softball, okay? I had to hit it. But here's the other thing that I'll say in opposition to Overwhelming Remorse. Isn't this card just a tiny little bit of a gold card? Like, yes, you're going to play it in any color pairing that you have, but you've got a strong pull towards green-black when you pick this early on in the draft. Do you not?
All right, hear me out. I think the best deck that I had this in was a black-white deck that had several Airlift Chaplains.
Okay.
Not just because of the self-mill from the Chaplain. That's the 3-mana 1/1 flying where you mill 3 and you can return a Plains or a creature with mana value 3 or less to your hand. But also because in black-white, you just want to be playing a boatload of creatures and going super wide. So you're also trading those creatures and just, I don't know, the cards that you play go in your graveyard. So it's a lot easier to get remorse cheap. So obviously green-black, but also I think white-black. And then in blue-black, you're kind of dirtling around quite a bit. And I think you have time to play remorse. And I think red-black, I mean, I have to hand it to Explosion in red-black. I think that it's just going to be better there. But still, that's 2 color pairs where it's exceptionally good and one where it's still great. And it's not like it's bad in red black. It's just, I think explosion, you know, I will concede that explosion will be better.
Explosion is like, the explosion is made for black red. It is so much of what you want to be doing in black red.
Yeah.
The power stone token is going to help you sacrifice things, and it can be sacrificed itself. And three to the face is a big deal because a lot of times you're winning with direct damage. So, I mean, it's mwah in black red.
My last defense of remorse, or rather a criticism of explosion, is one card, Boulder Branch Golem. That really blows up Red's plan, I feel like, that card. It comes down, it can gain 6 life, it's a 6/5, stabilizes the board, and the explosion will not answer it. Whereas, if you're playing a more grindy deck and you exile that golem, you don't have to worry about it anymore. In general, there's a lot of threats that I think have 4 or more toughness that explosion can't quite get through, and that's why I like the versatility of remorse early.
Yeah, there are huge threats in this set. Your opponent drops a Wyrmcoil Engine and excavation explosion, you might as well toss that in the trash bin while overwhelming remorse is
the perfect,
totally insane. Yeah. In that moment, you're spending whatever, 2 or 3 mana, and they spent 6, and I mean, you actually just straight up beat Wyrmcoil Engine on the spot there. So yes, big creatures, exiling is a huge deal. There's a lot of unearthed creatures, but all of that to me just does not account for the times when I'm getting beat down in the early game and I can't cast my Overwhelming Remorse yet, for all of the work that that extra Power Stone token does, for all the work that 3 damage to face does in the aggressive red decks. But that said, I mean, the distinction between these two cards is, to me, the beauty of Limited yet again. Whether you're taking Overwhelming Remorse or Excavation Explosion in that early pack, especially in pack number 1, there are all of these thoughts that should be creeping into your head about what is it that I want to do around these cards. And Overwhelming Remorse has more build around elements to it, but its top end is clearly more powerful than Excavation Explosion. Excavation Explosion you can probably put in most decks, but there are ways to maximize it, and you should be thinking about that as well. The beauty of Limited.
The beauty of Limited. Well, it sounds like you're already wrapping it up, but let's tie it all in a knot. In
closing arguments.
There's one parting thought about these two cards that I want to share. You always play both of them, right? I mean, we're arguing about cards that you will literally never cut from your red or black decks or whatever. They are fantastic. But just because a card is incredible doesn't mean you can't build around it to get the most value that it has as its potential. Like, you should always be thinking about that, even for your bombs or your perfect removal spells. You should always be thinking about how best to manage or build your deck to maximize the value out of even your good cards, not just the bad ones.
Absolutely. And it can be even like simple things too. It doesn't always have to be slam dunk synergies, right? It can be tiebreakers on later picks. Mishra's Research Desk, for example, 1 mana artifact, 1 and tap, sacrifice it to exile the top 2 cards of your library until the end of your next turn. You can play one of them, and it has unearth for 1 and a red. So this is a card that is Power Stone hungry, and just having the presence of that 1 extra Power Stone from the Excavation Explosion in your deck makes Mishra's Research Desk a lot better. You can cast it, you can use the activated ability, you can use the Unearth effect, and it's much more likely you're going to be able to cast those spells you find off of the Research Desk immediately as soon as you've got a Power Stone token. Now, is that a game-ending synergy? No. But is it a consideration point? Yes. And Mishra's Research Desk is a card you want in a lot of your red decks, but when you're deciding between Mishra's Research Desk and an equally powerful card, okay, looking at your Excavation Explosion, maybe you're leaning towards the desk versus other said powerful card. And the same thing is going to go with Overwhelming Remorse as well.
Well, actually, the opposite can be said about Overwhelming Remorse a little bit. That Emergency Weld number 3, the 2 mana gravedig something back from your yard, might get a little bit worse if you're digging everything out of your graveyard and your remorse always ends up being 5 mana. That is one of the downsides of remorse that I want to admit and acknowledge, but I still think, you know, even if 5 mana, exiling target creature in this format, instant speed is good enough, and it's still, even with black's grave digging synergy, a fantastic inclusion always.
Garrett, I guess my parting thought is early in drafts, I tend to lean towards cards that unlock other strategies versus cards that need to be unlocked to achieve their full potential. And even though the upside of Remorse is higher and deals with literally everything in the format, Excavation Explosion, whether it be sacking an artifact, ramping you into your artifact 5 drop, enabling all of the many mana sinks that exist in Brothers of War Limited, is the exact way that I want to start a draft early on.
That's commendable, Carl. I do like taking payoff cards early and building around them late. And with Remorse, I just feel like basically all the commons you want to play with it anyway enable it.
Sure.
And so it's easy enough.
Yeah, it's low hoop, right? It's not a high hoop.
Yeah.
It's not like,
yeah.
You know, it's not like you need 17 cards to support it. I get that.
Yeah.
The concept is still there for me and it's essentially, I think, the main reason why I end up on Explosion in this spot. But I get it. You don't need to build your entire deck around it.
Exactly. So anyway, Carl, I'm looking forward to the DMs you send me after our inevitable match where I play Worm Coil Engine and you have that explosion you took in your hand over the Remorse and I destroy you.
Garrett, what are you at?
4.
Shit.
That about wraps it up. So thanks for listening to Mystical Dispute. You can support the show on Patreon. I'm Garrett Gardner. You can find me at twitch.tv/gguards.
And I'm Carl Chase. You can find me at twitch.tv/2duckcubed.
Shout out to 17 Lands for the data. You can support them on Patreon as well. Until next time, stay chill and no remorse.
I explode you. Adios.
Nailed it.
They're different cards. And, you know, wow, Carl and Garrett argued about the two best removal spells in the format, and they're different. Great content, folks. But
you don't have to go so hard, Carl. Please, please, I'm already dead.
Okay.